Greetings. What you're about to experience is the newest order, the new ruling class, and the best of new releases from top actively performing songwriters and bands, plying their trade around the world and the world of the internet. Welcome to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo.
Touching me deep down in my core. Now I'm caught between summer and merciless cold. Eyes like amber engraved in my soul. There's no season for passion, no reason to wait. A season for love, it's never too late. Dancing, dancing, my heart wide open. In the city of rain, drowning, drowning. Dancing, dancing, my heart wide open. In the city of rain, drowning, drowning. You drive me insane. Red is your color, velvet your skin. Endless your garden is free of sin. North is where I'm heading, city of rain. Burning for you, alone in the train. Caught between summer and merciless cold. Eyes like amber engraved in my soul.
Music from a gentleman whose sound is synonymous with adult contemporary music going back to the 1980s. His name is Kurt Malou, one half of the pop duo Double, or as you may say in his native Switzerland, Double. And you may not remember the name too well, or his name all that much, but he had a song. They had a song, that duo, called The Captain of Her Heart. And indeed, a one-of-a-kind one-hit wonder. Still a firm favorite and still a part of Kurt's live repertoire after all these years. And the most successful of music coming out of Switzerland. all these years later. Kurt Malou with a new song called City of Rain, opening this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo. I'm Dan Herman, and this is Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo with music from brand new recordings by artists and bands alike from all over the world. And I have a second program, of course, which is the long-running Radio Crystal Blue itself. Both shows you can hear in several ways. One is through Podomatic, which is a place where you can download, stream, and share recent shows. Only recent ones, anyway. But you can hear recent and old versions of this program on the Internet Archive itself at archive.org. And there is a very specific URL for this program, and also for RSVP proper. Every single podcast, in fact, has its own URL. The best way to get there is to go through my website, radiocrystalblue.net. In the playlists I have that are posted individually to the website, look in the top section there where it says how to listen, and you can find the exact reference right there. You have the options, again, to download, stream, and share these programs in full. You can also hear sound bites of every song that gets aired through a company called Clamor, clammr.com, and after that type APP for app, and then another slash, and then Radio CBLUE, and there are like up to like 24 seconds of sound bites you can hear of all the songs that get aired on this program, including, of course, what you just heard with Kurt Malou, City of Rain. I'll tell you more about him in a little bit. Email for me is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. I'm on Facebook under my show title and my name, of course, too. And on the Twitter at Radio CBLUE. And again, I'm doing about 10 songs a week with this program and a number of songs on the big original show of RCB, where I give you the general freeform mix of material from a lot of indie and underground artists from just about every place. And I'm very happy to give you music from this gentleman who is acquainted with the person I live with, who is DJ Flower Dove. And here's the story. His career, Kurt's career as a musician and artist, began in the mid-1970s in Zurich, where he stood out as a singer and guitar player, and also as a painter and member of a performance art group called Maez, M-A-E-Z, which was the predecessor of a nine-piece art punk cult band called Troppo. And it's where he started out with his songwriting. In the late 70s, he would meet drummer Felix Haug at a jam session, and they found the chemistry to be ideal for each other, and they teamed up with bass player Hazel Pazzi to form a trio called Ping Pong. Soon the group had outgrown the scene in Zurich, and they were feted at the Montreux Jazz Festival as the next big thing. That big thing would turn into a double, as Haug and Malou named their project after Pazzi's departure. Their debut album became a bestseller, first in Germany and Austria and Switzerland, then France, Italy, Spain, and Scandinavia proper, and then finally catching on in England and here in the States and across the Americas. The hit single sold millions. Double went on to sell a million copies. The second work was titled DUL3LE, pronounced Double Three. And after that second album, Kurt and Felix were already going their separate ways. They would never make another joint album. After the end of Double, Kurt needed a break to come down to earth, and he would move from Zurich to Paris and release a solo album. He got married, had a daughter, then moved to Hamburg in Germany, has a son, released another solo album after that. Life would go on, and he has released some few albums since that time, and he has, his last release was called What About, with a simpler production between guitar, bass, drums, and keys. And word comes of this new single. You've heard City of Rain. And there's a little more to the story, but I invite you to check out the website kurtmalou.com. That's KURTMALOO. Starting this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo, reminding you that these shows are currently on a bi-weekly schedule, as I'm managing my time between school and two seasonal gigs. I think once school lets out in mid-August, I will be involving myself in on a weekly basis once again with these programs. We're going to go from the sounds of Kurt Malou to the Way Down Wailers, who are somewhere in the area of roots and blues rock, and a little bit of a jam kind of an approach to their music, too. They are boldly original, tunefully deep, with brothers Dave and Christian Parker, who have never played together in a band until this harmonious bug bit them. And the rest of the tribe include Michael Scrimmager on drums and Connor Pelkey on bass and backing vocals. Let's see what they've brought to the table here with this new album, Empty Promises. This is track 5. It's called No Time to Waste. From the Way Down Wailers.
The time is nearer. Don't you know there's a lot to fear? What once was heaven now seems like hell. The storm gone dead. Yeah, that's just as well. Hey, there's no
Down Whalers. New album is called Empty Promises, and that track is titled No Time to Waste. Again, Dave Parker handling rhythm and lead guitar, Christian Parker with rhythm, and it says here B-bender and lead guitar. I don't know what a B-bender is. Connor Pelkey is on bass and backing vocals, Michael Scrimmager on the drums, and special guest and producer Aaron Hurwitz, better known to you and me as Professor Louie. Yes, he is on all the keyboard parts on this album. And you can find the Way Down Whalers at waydownwhalers.com as well as woodstockrecords.com. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, and part of our biweekly series of shows. I'm Dan Herman, and the show recorded covering the late June period, and got something especially special for you. Music from a jazz collective that I gave airplay to some time ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago when they had first built their sound. They are Sasha's Block. This is, I guess, a nonet led by Alexander Gershman. And I'm very happy to have an album from one of the main sponsors of RCB, that would be Mileside Productions, with a nice collaboration with the world-renowned Christian vocal group Take Six on this recording called Runway Blues. Sasha's Block have done some recent concerts in Los Angeles, and they built their chops with this CD. A CD that's called Heart on Fire. And with this album, though, they bring in guest vocalists Jane Monheit and Alvin Chia, evoking the big band jazz sound of the 1920s through the 40s. They have teamed up with Take Six. You know them as a Grammy-winning vocal group for this particular song, Runaway Blues, a sound that's, well, maybe a little departure from the big band arrangements that Sasha's Block is known for. It's jazz, it's gospel, it's blues, and a nice crossover. And it was recorded at Capitol Records. So, doesn't get cooler than that. So, this is just a single here. I'm very happy to air this one for you with the kind courtesy of Mileside Productions. So here we go.
If you run away, your dreams and fears. You can get away from all your pain and tears, but you'll soon forget just who you've been. Said your mind is free, but your soul is dim. Don't you dare let go. You've a life to live. Think of what you lose and believe. Starfield night, with a gaze above, in his hands is right. Well, that's the light you need, like a perfect love. You can find this hope.
Sasha's Block featuring Take Six. My goodness. Brandon Fields, Ray Palmer, Alex Budman, Bob McChesney, James Lum, Andy Langham, David Seibels, Jake Reed, and bandleader Alexander Gershman for Sasha's Block. Take Six include Mark Kibble, Claude V. McKnight III, Alvin Shee, David Thomas, Joey Gibble, and Christian Dentley. On the web at sashasblock.com, that's sashasblock.com. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Nova Sordo. I'm Dan Herman. And it is currently a weekly, well, was a weekly affair. It's currently on the biweekly schedule. And reminding you, of course, that every show available to you anytime you wish. Remember that shows are kept free fixed amount of weeks through the magic of Podomatic. The link there is radiocblue.podomatic.com. And permanently, the Permanent Internet Archive at archive.org with the very specific link for the URL for these shows available at my website, radiocrystalblue.net. Let's move on here with some more of where that came from as we go to the Random Hubiak Band. I'll tell you about this story from this gentleman who created a rather conceptual kind of a sound. Rand Hubiak is his name, and his story is this. He started taking piano lessons at age 9 from a woman aged 88 and charged just $2 an hour. He studied piano until he moved to California at age 12, and since then just tooled around on his own. In college, he honed his writing craft and continued to tool around on piano and guitar and a 4-track analog recording board, and also in various thespian productions in the first decade of the 2000s. In the last 2 years, he has actually struggled through some vocal damage issues, for which he's now receiving treatment. And he's been singing out again as part of Bob Egan's roster of entertainers at Moonstruck and McLoone's, and he's looking to begin soloing again. And this new project he has here is called the Random Hubiak Band, and go and check out part one of a trio here, this little medley titled Jaffa 1, 2, and 3. Track 4 is Jaffa 1, it's called Naked on the Rocks. Sounds like a drink of some sort that I may or may not have consumed in my earlier days. This is the Random Hubiak Band, and this is how Jaffa 1, Naked on the Rocks, sounds.
Transferred when the gods took offense. Stripped naked, bone and chain to a rock that bears pride stain. Over Poseidon's bastard name. She held her mirror and circle upside down. Ethiopia will tremble, then Ethiopia will drown. A clutch of stars you shall bear from your womb. They'll bear your name. Long past your tail, you're almost doomed in Jaffa. Kissed your family goodbye. Did your beauty offend? It does no good to pretend that you can circumvent fate. Stripped naked, born and chained to a rock that bears pride stain. Or Poseidon's vast domain. She will own a mirror and circle upside down. Ethiopia will tremble, then Ethiopia will drown. A clutch of stars you shall bear from your womb. They'll bear your name long past your tail. You're almost doomed in Jaffa. In Jaffa.
It's the Rand Hubiak Band. Random Hubiak Band. Actually, his name is Rand Hubiak. He was doing the vocals. And let's see what else is on here. Adam Silverstein with the organs, strings, and pads. And he is on that track, as well as drum sequencing and on bass. Tom Brands on guitar, is Jacques Jobs on bass, Paul Galshewski on percussion, and Steve Jankowski adding some drum programming there too. Random Hubiak is the gentleman, and the website is therandomhubiak.44.com. Spelled therandomhubiak.com. All right, got that in two takes. Here on Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, here in the latter half of June, and we'll just mosey along to a band called Foreign Figures, so I know a little bit about. This is a alternative pop band from the town of Orem in Utah. They were formed just about 2 years ago. Among the talents of this foursome, Eric Michaels on vocals, Johnny Tanner on guitar, Seth Dunshee on bass, Steve Michaels on the drums. They've amassed a fast-growing and intensely loyal following. They'd issued a debut EP called Come Alive in early 2015 with downloads in 25 different countries, leading to licensing deals with TV Land, TuneCore, and Fox Sports. Their full-length LP, Paradigm, was released in April, followed by extensive regional and national touring, sharing stages with the likes of Ex-Ambassadors, Small Pools, and Young the Giant, among the rather notable. This is track 2 from the disc. It is titled Vertigo, and it sounds like this. Sweet tune from Foreign Figures on the album Paradigm. That's called Vertigo. It's track 2 on this disc. with Eric and Steve Michaels, Seth Dunshy, Johnny Tanner, making up the foursome. Foreignfigures.com is the website. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo. Novus Ordo means new order, and I remember in the early days of this program, I used to spin a new order tune, intro the show with, but I have since dropped that. Who knows, maybe I'll pick it up again in later years, as I do give you the newest order of things, new ruling class, a new collection of sounds from albums that you'll get to hear on RCB itself over time. And we'll go to a band that, whose name sounds like it could be something of a hard rock band. They call themselves Nails Hide Metal. They play original rock music with rather distinctive sound. They recorded their last release, Outside City, the one I have right here, while working with Larry Crane at Jackpot Recording in Portland, Oregon. Larry Crane is also the editor of a great magazine called Tape Up, which you should know about. They were one of the acts chosen to play Canadian Music Week 2015, and they were also a 2014 GASC finalist for one of their notable songs. They were formed in 2009 with the songwriting team of Russ Quinn and Melinda Dalton. They started out as the Ninas and changed their name to what they are known presently, taking a line from their song Matter to call themselves Nails Hide Metal. They have since released 3 self-recorded EPs while playing clubs and venues all across the Northeast. They tour all over the Americas, and I'm going to try out this track off of this 6-song EP. This is track number 5. It's called Love Trickling Heat from Nails Hide Metal.
Tongue is teased and sweet. You fool now, yeah.
could be just me, but I paid a lot of attention to that background sound, whatever that was. Not from where I'm recording, but from the sounds in the studio and all that. This song, "Love Trickling Heat," from Nails Hide Metal. Russ Quinn responsible for guitars and some of the vocals. Belinda Dalton on drums and percussion. John Carpenter on the bass. NailsHideMetal.com for more about them. "Love Trickling Heat" from the 6-song EP, "Outside City," that was released earlier this year. Hey, if you keep it where it is, I'll tell you about how to send music here to this program for future features and for further airplay. We'll move on here and get you something now from a songwriter I think I had spun music of before in the not-too-distant past named Jess Lambert. And her story is this. This album she has here is called Creature of Fear, which is she considers a story of growth, wrestling demons, and facing fear, involving crumbling relationships, self-discovery, and also facing the realities of mortality with the diagnosis of a brain aneurysm in her 20s. She's born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, and her music often mimics the shifting and moody tones of her natural surroundings. Think of it as a moody, alternative folk kind of a sound. She stepped on stage for the first time only 7 years ago at the High Dive in Seattle. A year later, she opened for indie artist Jeremy Messersmith. In April of 2011, after months of struggling with headaches and facial pain, she was diagnosed with a cerebral aneurysm, and she was forced to set music aside and focus on her healing and the treatment of this aneurysm. It was in 2012 she returned to music and began performing again. That next year, she would record her first EP. She decided to undertake the recording process, which would allow her to create at her own pace. That process was finished in late 2014. This album was actually released in September of last year, and I'm very happy to give you music from this 4-song EP. And I'm going to try out track number 2 for you. It's called "Roll Little Bolt." It is from Jess Lambert.
Roll it, roll, roll.
Jess Lambert from the Creature of Fear EP. Row a little boat. You certainly can feel the emotional weight there within her voice. As mentioned, she recorded this herself, actually along with Chad Lambert. JessLambert.com, JessLambert. You're listening to Radio Crystal Blue, Nova Sordo. I'm Dan Herman, and let's see, what is up next here? Well, right here I have music from Mr. Daniel Goodman, who I have had the chance to see in concert once and hang with a little bit in New York City when I was still living there, and had a magnificent album in 2011 called Cold Wind. You heard me spin a number of times since. Now, on the heels of that album, arrives this new one called Keys to the Kingdom. It's a 4-song EP. The title track is a poignant, rather sarcastically dramatic homage to the golden age of folk rock. It was recorded at the legendary recording studio Magic Shop, produced by Grammy Award winner Mario J. McNulty. Has worked with no less than Bowie and Lou Reed. And the EP itself brings together a who's who of great rockers, from those with credits that include Bowie and Lennon and Simon and Garfunkel, and also some Broadway talent as well. I think we'll just go for it right here as I give you what I think is track number 2. It's called Orphan's Song. Brand new from Mr. Daniel Goodman.
I sit here and sip on a glass full of wine, and too many times I wish you were mine. The nights they come, sometimes I dream that you care. Days that pass and turn into years. Down the street dogs bark and the bicycles rust. My thoughts are covered in memory's dust. We were young like the dawn, but wise like the sea. Now we're old like the night, and a time. On a moonlit hill,
thoughts keep rushing out of my mind. We were young like the dawn, we were wise like the sea, and the days they pass, but they don't wait for me. And it's a long time I'm waiting, it's a long time is yet to come, it's a long time is yet to come, it's a long time I'm waiting, 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 it's a long time, a long time.
Well, that is a tune called Long Time Waiting, and well, the way the songs are laid out here on the back of the cover of this EP, you have one song in one quarter, one another, four corners, and it's actually a little difficult to tell which song is second and third in here. And of course, I did choose, thought I would choose song number two. Actually, that ended up being Orphan Song, actually song number three. So the second song in the lower left corner is Long Time Waiting. So now we know the rest of the story. So Daniel Goodman with acoustic and vocals, Eric J. Stockton on electric guitar, Jeremy Chatsky on bass, Eric Deutsch on the piano and the Hammond, John Weber, producer, and also handles the drums and percussion. And here's Daniel Goodman, his face in front of the sun, holding a guitar, standing on some unknown street corner somewhere in Gotham. DanielGoodmanMusic.com is the website. Here on Radio Crystal Blue, Nova Sordo, and we're in the latter stages of this program now, and I want to give you the opportunity to hear about how you can get your music on this program. It's actually pretty simple. So we're just following a few simple guidelines. Generally, I am looking for material released on CD and with a 2016 release date, or anything that's from the end stages of 2015. Music should be from actively performing artists. Music can be sent right here, right where the old snail is parked. It's Dan Herman, Radio Crystal Blue, 121, 129 Street South, letter C, number 8, in Tacoma, Washington. 98444 is the zip code. I am also accepting electronic press kits from several different companies. They include sonicbiz.com, musicsubmit.com, and musicclout.com. Just do a search for Radio Crystal Blue on any of those sites. Got our final discs for this week right about now, and first of those two is from Mr. Glenn White. Glenn's story is this. He has great modern jazz compositions and skilled interactive playing. A graduate of the New England Conservatory, who's performed alongside many notable musicians, including Ms. Nora Jones, Paul Banks of Interpol, Greg Camp of Smash Mouth, Michael Eisenstein, who's worked with Melissa Etheridge, also Impulse artist Greg Tardy, ECM Records artist Art Land, and the Four Tops, opening for Chuck Berry. His performing and composing are enhanced by his experience as an educator, which has included a full-time faculty position at University of Alaska Fairbanks, teaching in saxophone, clarinet, and overall jazz studies, and as a guest artist and clinician at a number of universities and high schools. And he lives in New York City as well. He performs with his own groups, which have been featured at South by Southwest and the Big Apple Underground Jazz Festival, among others. Well, for you modern jazz lovers, this is a real treat, I would say. This is track number 5 off the EP Quirk. It is titled Everybody Loves a Donut. This is Glenn White. Glenn White from the EP Quirk. That's called Everybody Loves a Donut. He's on tenor sax with Colin Sapp on guitar, Nitzan Gavrielli on the Rhodes, Gary Wang on bass, Chris Benham on the drums. GlennWhite.net. GlennWhite. Final disc this week here on RCB Novus Ordo is from a veteran songwriter named Spook Handy. I am terribly pleased to have this album here because I've known of his name for at least 20 years, at least since the time I lived in his home base of New Brunswick way back in the mid-90s and years before I began putting this program together. And New Brunswick, not to be confused with New Brunswick, Canada, in New Jersey, known as the Hub City, is a tiny little city of about 40,000 people. Not too different than where I'm living right about here, south of Tacoma. Spook, there on the folk circuit, has been doing this thing for a long time. I'll tell you more about him here in a second. His love for music dates back to the first time watching, as many did, with the Beatles performing on TV back in the 60s. And also listening to the only contemporary album in the house, Peter, Paul, and Mary in Concert. The Dream Would Grow, happening on a stiflingly humid New Jersey morning the summer after graduating from Rutgers University with a major in math and business. He had been groomed for a career by his parents and teachers because he was good at math as a child, and he always had the interest of living outside the box with his what if and why not questions, with unorthodox religious perspectives. Somewhere in the back of his mind, he never gave up on the dream he had when he first saw the Beatles and heard Peter, Paul, and Mary, so he decided, instead of going to those job interviews, putting a suit in storage, he would eventually give it to the local thrift shop. He would buy a used Yamaha guitar for $50, setting out to follow his heart's dream. Today he has 4 full-length CDs to his credit, with a 5th that is actually just released. It's called Pete, Woody, and Me, Volume 1, Keep the Flame Alive. He has toured throughout North America, playing hundreds of concerts in just about every state and also 4 Canadian provinces. He's also hosted hundreds of events, including open mics and festivals, facilitating scores of workshops, and presented lectures and concerts on the power of song at colleges and universities. He's also performed dozens of times with Pete Seeger and shared the stages with the likes of Peter Yarrow, speaking of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and also Donovan. Spook performed alongside Pete Seeger more than 50 times in the last 10 years of Pete's life. In 2003, Pete invited Spook to perform with him at the Pumpkin Festival in Beacon, New York. The two hit it off, what happened that day profoundly changing the direction of Spook's life. Over the next 10 years, Spook learned a lot of Pete's songs and the stories behind them. And he learned a lot about who Pete Seeger was and what he stood for. Spook and Pete shared the belief that each of us has all the tools we need to shape ourselves and our world into what we wish them to be. For some, these tools are within our grasp. For some, they are at arm's length. And for others, they're just beyond arm's length. But they're all attainable when working together. And there's more to the story if you follow Spook's website, which is spookhandy.com. And here's a tune by Woody Guthrie. As it says here in the liner notes, Pete learned from Woody that a song can be like a picture of a bird flying. When you look at the picture, you can imagine the bird was moving both before and after its picture was snapped. There are countless versions of this song. This is the one I learned. This is called So Long, It's Been Good to Know You. Spook Handy.
Mm-hmm. I sang it before, and I'll sing it again, of a place where I lived on the West Texas plain, in the month they call April, a county called Gray. Here is what all of the people there say. They say, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. Well, a dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder. It dusted us over, and it covered us under. It blocked out the traffic, it blocked out the sun. And straight to their houses the people did run, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. All the sweethearts sat in the dark, and they sparked, they hugged and they kissed. In the dusty old dark, they sighed and they cried, and they hugged and they kissed. But instead of marriage, they was talking like this. They said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. Telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, look at this world and the state that it's in. I just cut my price on salvation from sin. All the churches were jammed. Yes, the churches were packed. The people were setting from the front to the back. The preacher could not read one word of his text, so he folded his specs and he took up collections. And so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along.
Spook Handy. First time actually getting to hear his music here on Radio Crystal Blue after all these years. And guess who on the penny whistle? David Amram. A master of what must be like 36 instruments by now. SpookHandy.com, SpookHandy. It's from the album Pete, Woody, and Me, Volume 1, Keep the Flame Alive. Spook mainly on acoustic. He also plays banjo, harmonica, and percussion on this disc. A couple other folks with multiple instruments here that include Mr. Bob Harris and also Paul Prestipino. Ron Greenstein on acoustic bass. Some extra instruments there too by Gary Ullier. And a nice way to round out this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo. Reminding you that every show available anytime through the Internet Archive at archive.org, the specific URL for this particular show you can find at the playlist post of radiocrystalblue.net. And for a few weeks after the show is initially published, you can hear it at radiocblue.pod. part of Podomatic.com. That's Podomatic.com. Also, there is a way to hear sound clips of this program and older shows as well through Clamor. CLAMMR.com/app/RadioCBLUE. Of course, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, apart from the usual website presence. Again, thank you for being part of this experience, and of course, hanging there too for the big show, Radio Crystal Blue. I'll be back, unless you know something I don't, in 2 weeks with another edition of this collection of debut material from many indie and underground artists. All parts, including that part we know well as the web. Do take care.